the main trade here, you can imagine, with a name like Fishguard, the main trade was fish. There was an awful lot of fish landed here. Fish was kippered, fish was preserved in salt, sent all over the country. They even had a trade as far as Russia, I believe, in salt fish. So it was a busy little port. And there was a lot of smuggling went on, and the smuggling was quite mundane in the sense that they were smuggling salt, because you had to pay a big tax on salt, so that there was salt smuggling going on. And that also lots of other things were smuggled. You only have to look at the map, and you've got things like Brandy Cove, Gin Cove. You know, you can imagine what was being put into those coves. Booze from Europe, wine. But the official business was really just fish. But anybody traveling down this coastline had to have somewhere to hide if the weather got bad. Imagine a ship that doesn't have an engine. It's reliant on the weather. So you needed somewhere you could duck into and get out of the weather if the weather turned bad. And traditionally, you have the headland of St. David's, and you've got the Octopetorum. The Romans knew about St. David's. The old map of, mentioned by Pliny, Ptolemy's map, he marks down Fishguard and the headland of St. David's. St. David's headland was called Octopetorum, the Eight Perils. And so that the Eight Perils was eight reefs, big reefs outside of St. David's. So that to get around that headland was a big job. And particularly in a sailing boat, because it relied on which way the wind was blowing, which way the tide was going. The easiest way of describing it is to say you had to come up on the tide. You had to wait until the tide was right and the weather was right before you could get around that headland. And the first place you came to where you could hide out of bad weather, if the weather turned nasty, which it does, as you know, quite well in Wales, was Fishguard. And Fishguard Harbour was a good place to come in. Even if you weren't trading in fish, say you were trading in timber or you were trading in any other product, you'd come into the harbour to hide from the weather and you'd pay harbour duty. You'd pay harbour duty to come in, to hide in the harbour for a couple of days and then pass on out. And at the same time, you'd be buying local produce. It was a good place to be. It made money.